Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. This is what I consider to be the golden week in Fortuna, that time between rodeo and auto expo when spirits are high, the city looks just a little bit brighter, and we are quicker to smile. Sunday marked the end to another successful rodeo week. It was kicked off by the chili cook-off, and the rest of the festivities included children's street games, a parade, a motorsports night, and yes, a professional rodeo. The theme of the rodeo this year was Honor the Badge. Where else but in Fortuna are you going to get that theme? At a time when police departments are facing public backlash and struggling for funding, Fortuna honors the men and women in blue. Fortuna doesn't care what people in other communities think. They can throw their own rodeo and have whatever theme they want. In Fortuna, we honored the badge. No group works harder than the rodeo board in the month of July. They are all volunteers, and the money they raise goes back into improving the rodeo grounds and Rohnert Park. We will bask in the glory of rodeo for a few more days, then it's on to Auto Expo. Once again, the streets of Fortuna will be teeming with cars and people, starting with the cruise on Friday night. The next day, well-loved, polished automobiles will line Main Street, and prizes will be awarded on Sunday. This is another group that works year-round to bring tourism and civic pride to our community. Thank you, Auto Expo folks. This is the time when we're all extra proud to be from Fortuna, and we get to show off the friendly city in a way that has people coming back again and again, year after year, to be part of these events. Last week was even more special for Fortuna and the rodeo. The charred remains of the Star Hotel were finally brought down. The space was leveled and fencing was up. The specter of the fire has been haunting our community for months. It was a constant reminder of what we had lost, and it took a long time for the permitting to be completed so it could be torn down. Now it feels like the empty space is a promise of what is possible, of rebuilding and new beginnings. When the parade went by, there were no downcast eyes, only good feelings about the future. The medians are looking a little brown this year, but it's a badge of honor not to water the grass. The city grounds are neatly trimmed. We can deal with dry grass in this drought. Fortuna is a town of tradition. I learned that the hard way a few years ago. Now I go with the flow and appreciate the history, the rituals, and the long-standing ceremonies. That's part of the charm that is Fortuna. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.